All right, guys, we continue here on Fighters Fury. Very excited to be joined by our next guest. We are talking to George Kambosos Jr., the Spartan. He is going to be fighting June 7th coming up in Greece, man. Thank you for the time, man. I really appreciate it.
It's good to chat with you.
This is very cool. You're getting an opportunity to fight over in Greece. How many times have you been able to have that opportunity?
This is the first time in Greece.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a headline. This show, it's going to be the biggest event, boxing event to ever hit Greece. You know, I mean, this is exciting for me. I've always wanted to fight in Greece. That's where my origins come from. That's where my family.
That's
my bloodlines. You know, I mean, I'm very proud Greek, very proud Australian. So to be able to go the headline, bring back a big fight to the Greek people, to the Greek fans, very exciting. Especially where we are in our stage of a career now, sitting in world number 5.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not many opportunities they're going to get to see me after this fight. So to get this fight in there, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's always cool to have those opportunities to know that they were there before, like, the big launch happened.
Yeah, of course.
That's a big-time feel. So your heritage is Greece? Like, your parents are from Greece, or your grandparents? Like, where's the tie there?
My grandparents.
All right.
Both my grandparents, they were born in Greece, raised up in Greece. And then they came looking for a better life in Australia for their family, to provide for their family. So for me to have a name there now, not only is it excited for myself, but makes them proud.
Yeah.
You know, they're all alive there. They're so excited that I'm able to go back to Greece and headline a show like this. So it's amazing.
What's the family going to be like as far as in attendance? Like, is everybody making the trip? Is it going to be a lot of people there in attendance to support you?
It's going to be a lot of supporters there. I've got a very big fan base in Greece, so we're expecting a packed out stadium. I have family links in Greece, so they're all making the trip from different islands. They're all coming down. This is fun. This is going to be great, and I look forward to put on a spectacular performance. I'm training very hard. I'm ready to put on a good performance and show why I'm an elite fighter.
George, so you've been on the rise. You're unbelievable, undefeated, and all that. You've been a regular sparring partner of Manny Pacquiao, but I know that there's got to be a point in a boxer's career where they want to take that turn and put the focus on themselves. So have you been able to feel that this year, that you have been able to put more, I guess, focus on yourself and knowing that you want to start reaching those levels and goals that you've set for yourself?
Yeah, 100%. That's why I'm out here in Miami. I've moved camp out here now. You know, we're so close to a world title fight. You know, maybe we've got eliminators, you know, ready to go for us. We're chasing all the big fish, and we want them. You know, I mean, it came to a point where, you know, I needed to make the move, and I've done everything with Pacquiao. I've sparred over 250 rounds with the legend. I've soaked up every bit of experience from him. And once a sponge is full, you can't soak up no more. So it was the right time. You know, the right time for me to move out here, and I'm very happy here. And I'm excited for the next part of my career.
What is the thing that you want to, I guess, polish off, you know, as far as this year is concerned? Like, what are the things you're always trying to get better at, and what are the things that you feel like you're getting real results in?
Look, I'm a professional. I love to improve in everything. I believe once you stop learning, that's when you become stale. That's when you can't move on to the next level. Even as a world champion, you need to be learning every day, keep perfecting your craft. You know, I mean, I'm a very fast fighter, very explosive fighter. I mean, I got my punches that I like to throw. So we're just bringing on different things from them shots, you know, making them shots even more dangerous. You know, I mean, the power-wise, the strength-wise, the endurance. I'm going to have a whole range of artillery when I come to these next couple fights. And, you know, they're going to be big fights, eliminators, and we'll be ready to impress and get our world title, which we deserve.
When you have when you're in the zone as far as a fight's concerned, you put all this work into it and game plan and all the situations and the preparation. But if I, you know, if I had like the boxing genie come in there and say, this is how, George, you get to finish the fight this way today. What is your favorite way to go to it? Like the one that, you know, feels the sweetest, that's always like your bread and butter, that you like putting forth when you're taking on an opponent.
I love the uppercut. I mean, the right uppercut is so dangerous. I believe I've got the best uppercut in the world. When I land that shot, I mean, they feel the full force of everything I have. And we're really perfecting that now. We're really pushing to make that even more dangerous. And that's scary because people know how dangerous I am with that punch. So when I'm telling you that there's so much more that's going to come from that, they're not going to see it. They're going to get hit with 80-ounce gloves. And before you know, they're going to wake up in the dressing room and say, what the hell was that?
Was that a punch, like when you first strapped on the boxing gloves? Was that one that you were always good at? And you're like, oh, that's the one I like. That one feels good throwing. Or did it come with time and you're probably
put a lot into it? I think it came with time, but it's more of a natural punch for myself. But in saying that, I'm dangerous with any punch. I mean, if it's the hard jab or the body punches or the left hook, the right hand, I'm a fighter that can throw any shot and knock you out with any punch. Plus, I've got very, very fast hands. Yeah. Faster hands than Manny Pacquiao, so that's saying something.
Can you give us a little taste of what life in Australia is like? You know, we're down here in Miami, so, you know, we know that. You know, it's actually funny. We have a punter for the University of Miami. I don't know if you know. I don't assume all Australians know all Australian athletes, mm-hmm. but the University of Miami has a punter coming from Australia. Lou Headley, I think, is his name. And it's an interesting thing because Miami is such a melting pot of cultures, but Australia seems like it's such another part of the world. Mm-hmm. So the combat scene has gotten so great, though, especially from, you know, the boxing standpoint's always been there. Now in the UFC, you got Robert Whittaker as the champ.
Yep.
So fight culture over there, what is it like? What are the things that you see growing up there and learning the game there?
Look, we've always had a strong culture in the fighting game. We've had world champions. It took a slow pace a couple of years ago, but it's really back on the rise again, obviously with myself and a few other fighters, and then you got the UFC guys. It's really starting to emerge, and the fans, the supporters, the public are starting to get it behind it. You look at my social media base, I mean, nearly 100,000 followers on Instagram, and I've got so many fans only like from Australia that are supporting me, let alone all around the world. So we are improving as a country in the fight game, and expect, you know, I mean, a lot more world champions coming from the land down under. And I believe I will be Australia's next world champion, and I'm happy to lead the pack.
Social media is an interesting thing because it's such a cool way to give yourself, you know, to the fans and to get people to know you. But it's also it can be a haven of negativity. So how do you deal with that blend of wanting to show your fans who you are and what you're going to become, and also dealing with the dummies?
Mm. Oh, look, it's social media. You know, I mean, it's not, you're showing obviously your life and what you do, and 95%, 96% are going to love it. They're going to support you. You're going to feel like they're going to connect with you from all around the world. But again, you're going to have the guys that, I mean, want to talk a bit of smack on there. The guys that want to try put you down. I feel bad for these guys. I feel sorry for these guys because, you know, I mean, they must have a terrible life to sit on my social media and try to write some negative comments.
Yeah.
Positive vibes. My whole thing on social media is showing what I do, inspiring all these young kids. I've come from you know, a part in my life where I was bullied as a young kid. I was an overweight young kid. I've taken myself out of that world and become an inspiration for so many kids and motivating. So, I mean, whatever, you know, that 1 or 2% will write something, it's never going to bother me. You know, I mean, I know where I'm going. I know what my destiny is and what I'm chasing. You know, I mean, I work hard for myself, work hard for my team, and obviously for my family, for my daughter, and obviously my son on the way.
If we're talking in 12 months from now, what do you want to see as the layout? Like, if it's almost like a job interview, think about, like, what are your long-term goals? What are you hoping for in about a year's time? What are we going to be talking to?
Well, look, this next fight in Greece, I'm going to look very good. I'm going to show something different. I'm going to put these guys to sleep. And then from there, Eliminator next. We want to get in a position where we cannot be denied. And that's what we'll do the hard way. A lot of guys don't want to fight me, so we'll do it the hard way. We'll earn our position. And then from there, in 12 months' time, if we haven't won that world title, we'll be ready to fight for it. But I believe in 12 months' time, we'll be in line.
I appreciate the time, man. Best of luck coming up June 7th. We'll be watching you, be following the journey, and we're looking forward to it.
It's great to chat, and obviously keep watching. It's exciting times for Team Ferocious.
Enjoy the rest of your time in Miami.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.